Last week, the University of Georgia Institute of Disaster Management, part of the College of Public Health, was ground zero for an Ebola patient transfer exercise, making sure authorities can move infected and contagious patients safely from diagnosis to assessment to treatment. Jemma DiCarlo and Martin Matheny were there.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
What's your name? Andy Carrier.
It's just after 1 p.m. on a Monday afternoon, and Andy Carrier has been feeling sick for a few days. She's at the University of Georgia Health Center. Her symptoms, nausea, weakness, muscle pain, along with the fact that she's recently returned from a trip to Uganda, are concerning the health center staff. It's possible that Andy might have Ebola.
Andy Carrier, however, isn't a real person. She's a hypothetical case played by a perfectly healthy UGA student, and she's at the University of Georgia Institute for Disaster Management, not the health center. She's one of dozens of people around the Southeast who are playing possible Ebola victims as part of Operation Wesley, a multi-day, multilateral exercise in diagnosing, transporting, and treating Ebola patients. Dr. Kurt Harris, director of the Institute for Disaster Management, says that this is an exercise with significant real-world implications.
You know, right now we're really just a plane ride away from the next infectious disease that the United States has never seen before. So the real-world implications are vast. So regardless of whether it's Ebola or any other type of infectious disease, so measles is a major issue right now, hepatitis A is a major outbreak right now, even think about flu. And so by doing exercises like this, this allows us to prepare for those types of events as well that we don't even know are coming.
Amy. Back at the UGA Institute for Disaster Management, an ambulance backs in. Two paramedics and a supervisor are preparing to transport Andy on the next stage of her journey to nearby Piedmont Athens Regional Medical Center, an Ebola assessment hospital. Before the EMTs can enter, however, they have to suit up. Hazmat suits, billowing white suits that cover the body from neck to feet, plus two pairs of gloves, booties on their feet, masks, and a facial shield. Then everything is taped and double taped to make the hazmat suits as safe and airtight as possible.
Kelly McCarthy, project manager for the exercise, says that it tests transportation capabilities across seven states.
So the ultimate goal is to test the Southeast Region 4's ability to transport highly infectious disease patients like those that have Ebola throughout their states internally and also across state lines into the regional treatment center.
Moving Andy and dozens of other patients across the Southeast to a treatment facility safely and quickly is like a game of three-dimensional chess, except instead of knights and bishops, the pieces are ambulances, care providers, and some very sick and very contagious people. Jim Zarelnik, clinical operations manager for the IDM and a trained EMT, points to the need for highly precise timing.
The patient can't be sitting on the tarmac while he's actively having Ebola. He's going to be exposing more people, and he needs to be in a hospital getting treatment. So it endangers his life if it doesn't move smoothly. It also, if you're trying to force the medics to do the transport before they're actually ready, then it endangers their lives. And if they get contaminated or infected with Ebola, then they can infect other people. So it could very easily mushroom into a gigantic public health crisis. And the whole point of this entire operation is to prevent a public health crisis.
With the EMT suited, taped, and protected, she walks deliberately into the building.
All right, she's right this way.
She's efficient but compassionate as she checks Andy's symptoms.
How are you feeling? Any nausea, vomiting?
I felt kind of nauseous, but I haven't thrown up or anything yet. It's just felt like this the past couple days, so.
I understand they gave
Andy is still ambulatory, and the two walk slowly outside to the waiting ambulance. EMT's partner is waiting in the cab, engine running. He's already prepared the back of the truck.
The Institute for Disaster Management has a situation room, and it looks like something you might see in a movie. Clocks with a time in various world cities line one wall. Tables and chairs run in ranks across the room. This is the nerve center of both the exercise and the situation being simulated. Representatives from the Georgia Department of Public Health, the Georgia State Patrol, and other agencies are here. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, and officials in the other states, as well as in Chicago and Virginia, are just a conference call away. Kurt Harris again.
We call it the sim cell. So it's really kind of the nerve center of everything that's going on. Everything is kind of funneled through it. It's the place where we monitor everything, ensure we're staying on track, ensuring our timing is correct. We're meeting all of our deliverables of the exercise.
In the ambulance, our EMTs are taking Andy's vital signs and communicating with their base. The paramedic speaks softly and reassuringly over the beeps of medical equipment and the roar of the truck's engine.
Every step of this process, every person, from the medical personnel who first see Andy to the EMTs who will transport her to Piedmont and ultimately to Grady in Atlanta, to the doctors and nurses at the Ebola assessment and Ebola treatment facilities, to the authorities in the Situation Room at UGA, are working with common purpose, two purposes actually, to provide treatment to Andy and the dozens of other Andys across the Southeast, and to do so with minimal risk of infection to the medical experts who will be working to heal her.
You know, it's not just a matter of the medic is going to get sick if they don't do it right. Like, the medic getting sick or infected could cause an outbreak here. So this is the culmination of a lot of things that have to continue. And I think it's something that really deserves some attention and practice and training.
All right.
As the ambulance pulls out on Monday afternoon, Andy Carrier's future is still very much in doubt. Ebola is a serious disease with a fatality rate of 90% for some strains. By the end of the week, however, and the end of the exercise, we get an update on her condition, and it seems like she's going to be okay.
Yes, so Andy is being treated at Grady right now. And yes, the prognosis is good. All of the ones treated here in Georgia have made it out alive.
For Athens News Matters, I'm Martin Matheny.
And I'm Gemma DiCarlo.